The Alaska Sea Life Center welcomed the birth of a new harbor seal pup in June. Since then, Kobuk has been steadily growing and getting healthier. Once the chubby seal weaned off his mother's milk, the center began its training regime, which will help the center take care of him. Having a well-trained harbor seal can also help educate the public about Alaskan sea life. APRN's Wendy Jonasson reports.
Maria Anderson doesn't have a typical 9-to-5 job. Her first task each day is to make sure that all the puffins, octopus, sea lions, and walrus are in the right enclosures, that no one wandered off in the night. On this morning, Anderson is working with Atune, an older female harbor seal at the center, feeding her fish to reinforce her commands. Kobuk, Atune's newest baby, born in the middle of the summer, will start training just after he is weaned off of his mother's milk and is beginning to eat fish.
We'll bring out fish for him and offer him fish, and when he comes to eat the fish, we'll basically, as soon as he swallows it, say the word good. And then every time he eats a fish, he hears the word good. And just fish good, fish good, fish good, fish good.
After Kobuk starts equating fish with the word good, Anderson will begin working with what the center's mammalogists call a target, which is just a small buoy cut in half. And once Kobuk learns to follow the target and respond to the trainer's words, he is able to learn a variety of different kinds of tricks. They might teach him to open his mouth, to bark, to display a flipper, or to show them his belly. Atune Kobuk's mother has already been through the training and doesn't mind showing off. Training a seal can help the workers who need to handle, move, and check up on the animal. The trained seals are able to move between pools and enclosures and volunteer body parts for blood draws, which makes it easier on the trainers as well as the seals.
Things like coming out of the water, because you can just move the target along and they follow it. Gating, which is when we gate animals from one enclosure to a different enclosure, or one pool to a different pool. And you can imagine if an animal isn't trained to do that, how difficult that would be.
One of the pools that they move Kobuk to is the tank on public display. Here, Kobuk swims with his sister, Cordelia, who was born at the Alaska Sea Life Center last year. As the two pups swim around, Jeff Dillon, a science interpreter at the Sea Life Center, stands at the edge of the tank.
The environment here, when he's on what we call habitat, it's pretty realistic size-wise. It's a nice deep tank. It's got a lot of rocks features built into it so he can swim around. So his day is varied like it would be in the wild.
Visitors swarm past the tank looking at the seals as they pop their heads up out of the water, looking around with big round eyes and dipping below the surface again. Natalie Durden brought her two young daughters to the Sea Life Center. The youngest, Adeline, wearing her short blonde hair and pigtails, puts her hands flat against the glass outside the seal's enclosure.
Baby.
We do have a baby over here. Did you see the baby harbor seal? He's super cute. His name is Kobuk. He's only 5 weeks old.
Wow.
Even though she looks slender, she's pretty packed with muscles, so she's heavy.
I can see.
Dillon is there to answer any questions about the seals and the other sea life at the center. So what is the most common question that Dillon gets?
Where's the bathroom? But in regards to the harbor seals, the most common question is how long can they hold their breath? So folks will stand and where is he? He's underwater. Where is he? He's still underwater.
Right now, Kobuk can hold his breath for 4 to 5 minutes. But when he reaches adulthood, he'll be able to remain submerged for up to 10 minutes at a time. Much of Dillon's job is to explain these little scientific facts to visitors.
What I'm doing is trying to find the nugget in the scientific research that we do here that people can take home. So it's the connection. Interpretation is the connection between everyday life and science research. And so if someone is here visiting from Kansas or Ohio, this is something that they can connect with so they can make a behavior change for a better environment in Kansas, and it could affect the animals here in Alaska.
Training Kobuk will help ease his transitions from the public pool to the veterinary center. And at the end of the day, that means visitors can learn more about the seals in their lives. But there's one thing that the center is training the seals to do that isn't necessarily as functional as moving from pool to pool and helping a vet. Since 2009, the center has been working on teaching the seals to paint. Dillon says the pictures aren't always the prettiest, but it keeps them stimulated and the visitors love it.
They're all, I would say, postmodernist, I would suppose. Some are really good, some are not so good at it. I guess it would be half older brother, Tongas, is probably our Rembrandt. He is a master painter.
All the paintings are for sale in the lobby, and all the proceeds go back to the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. That money can help facilitate training more seals and educating more visitors in the future. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.